This is Andy Griffin. One subject people have misconceptions about is babies. You know, where they come from. And most of us heard some pretty strange explanations when we were growing up. Some of us got the traditional stork story. Others were told we were found on the doorstep. And some of our rural friends learned that there were the final crop of the cabbage patch. I was lucky because my parents didn't tell me any ridiculous stories like that. I was told I was picked out of a big blue catalog. But now that we're older, we all know the real stories about where babies come from, right? Wrong. We're in the office of Angus McCumulus, the director of placement.
Oh, 3 days on the job, and I've already misplaced the placement list. Think, Angus. What did you do with it? Oh, thank goodness Doris is here with me. Doris, have you seen the placement list?
It's in the upper left-hand drawer, sir.
Ah, there it is. I couldn't get along without you, Doris.
I realize that, sir. Placement office. One moment. A Mr. Doe on line 2, sir.
Why are they always named Doe? Thank you, Doris. Angus McCumulus here. I see. Oh, I don't think so, but let me check. I was right. No openings in Philly this week. Reno? Well, let's see. Yes, Reno's fine, Mr. Doe. How do Mr. and Mrs. Elmer Crutch on Lotus Lane sound to you? Wonderful. I'll book you for a 7:23 a.m. arrival. Oh, and they are slated for a boy. Right. Enjoy yourself. Bye.
And that's only the beginning of our story.
Mutual Radio Theater, a new adventure in radio listening. 5 nights of exceptional entertainment every week. Brought to you in Elliot Lewis's production of the Mutual Radio Theater. Our story, East of Limbo by Mark Trella. Our stars, Jesse White, June Whitley Taylor, and Hans Conried.
Angus McCumulus has recently been appointed director of placement. He's the one who arranges it so that souls can be sent down to Earth to start life anew as babies. But he's not exactly comfortable in his new job, and he still has a lot to learn.
Yes, Doris?
Sir, I couldn't help overhearing your conversation with that last caller.
Oh, well, I thought I handled them rather well.
To a point, sir.
Well, what does that mean?
Well, sir, up here in the placement office, we aren't allowed to tell the souls certain things about their upcoming lives.
Well, like what sort of things?
Like whether or not they're going to be a boy baby or a girl baby. It's one of the rules.
All the ridiculous. Why not?
Oh, it's not so ridiculous, sir. We do it that way so that everyone is surprised.
Oh, so you're telling me I made a mistake?
A small one, which I'm sure you won't repeat, sir.
Well, thank you for the vote of confidence, Doris. You know, switching jobs this late in one's career calls for a certain adjustment period.
Well, if there's anything I can do to help ease the transition, sir, you just let me know.
So it will be just like the old days when I was dispatching guardian angels and you were my secretary.
Assistant.
Yeah, it will be like old times. You're still concerned with women's lib.
Well, sir, I think it only fair that a woman receive proper compensation and credit for the services she performs.
Well,
and after all, I was more than a secretary to you, wasn't I?
More than a secretary? yes, well, now then, Doris, perhaps you could explain once more what all these large books are for?
I don't mind explaining, if you don't mind listening.
The explanation, please.
Yes, sir. Now, this volume here is for boy babies.
Mm-hmm.
This one for girl babies. This one is for multiple babies, twins, triplets, and so forth. This one is for only children. This one is for gifted children.
Oh, hold it. Hold it. Are you serious, Doris?
Why, yes, sir. And these books must be consulted every time we receive a baby request from one of our agents. And then all the pertinent information is entered on these forms here. See? There's even a section for birthmarks.
I suppose I'll get used to it. Tell me, Doris, why is everyone up here named Doe?
I was told it's necessary to avoid confusion.
Well, it only increases my confusion. Suppose I get a message that John Doe called and wants me to call him back. How am I supposed to know who to call?
You've got a point there, sir.
Oh, you're darn right I do.
Actually, souls are not stationed here on a permanent basis. And since all of them return to Earth sooner or later, it really doesn't matter if they all have the same name while they're up here, does it?
Let me get this straight, Doris. All of the souls up here eventually end up down there?
Right. To finish up unfinished business or to learn a lesson they didn't learn the previous time around.
Ah, I get it now. This place must be Limbo, right?
Actually, it's East Limbo, sir. We specialize in problem cases.
Oh, I didn't think there would be any problem cases up here.
Oh, we get them from time to time. Usually we receive a directive or a phone call from you-know-who.
You-know-who?
You-know-who.
Oh, you-know-who. Oh, yes. It's been a long time since I've talked to him. How is the old boy, anyway?
As all-knowing as ever, sir.
I'll get it, Doris. Placement office, Angus McCumulus speaking. Hello, sir. Old boy, sir? Well, I was just joking, sir. Yes, of course, sir. We don't joke like that up here. Of course, sir. New order, sir? Am I being reassigned again? Yes, I'll shut up and listen, sir. Yes, sir. We can certainly handle it, sir. Thank you, sir. Goodbye.
You know who, sir?
Yes. I can see I'll have to watch what I say. He doesn't miss a thing, does he?
Not to my knowledge. Did he give you new orders, sir?
New orders? Oh, yes, Doris. A special project of his. Something to do with the reincarnation of great minds.
That sounds important, sir.
Well, I don't understand all the details yet, but he said he'd send us a list of the great minds we would be sending down to Earth.
And in the meantime?
He didn't say, but I imagine you know who would want us to set aside our regular duties and concentrate entirely on this new project.
Did he say that, sir?
Well, no, not exactly. He didn't.
Then you'd be breaking the rules, sir.
Nonsense. Sometimes you have to read between the lines. You can't go by the book all the time. Now then, we'll have to set up a command post, have some bright red telephones installed, maybe knock out a wall or two. Now that must be the messenger with the list. Come in!
Good day, lady and gentlemen. Is this where I come to return to Earth?
Yes, it is.
Good.
We're not doing any of that at present. You'll have to come back later.
Oh, I understand now. You think I'm just an ordinary soul, another John Doe you can give the runaround to, Mr.
McCumulus. Angus McCumulus.
Actually, Mr. McCumulus, I am an important man, and I must be returned to Earth right away.
Of course you are.
Yeah, well, perhaps if I tried another approach. I was told to come here and that you would see to it that I was properly dispatched to Earth to resume my brilliant work.
Resume your work? You've been down there recently?
Well, of course I have. Don't you read the history books?
Well, then, what's the rush to go again? Give somebody else a chance.
My good man, I must get back down there. The Earth is sorely in need of a brilliant mind like mine.
It is?
Someone like you would have a problem understanding something as simple as that.
Oh, what does that mean?
Simply that a man with your obvious insecurities is unable to think for himself and act decisively.
Oh, I am I?
I also observe that you would be unable to react rationally and that you would have to rely on brute force to resolve your problem.
Uh-huh.
Take your hands off me, please.
So I can think for myself, eh, wise guy? Doris? Open that door.
Yes, sir.
If you don't unhand me this minute, I will be forced to consult with your superior.
Good day, Mr. Doe. Yeah, I see what you mean now by problem cases. That guy gave me a pain in the you-know-where.
The you-know-where, sir?
Well, forget it, Doris. I just hope our Mr. Doe doesn't return, because if he does, I'll give him a pain in the you-know-where.
Angus McCumulus has just evicted an insistent soul named John Doe from his office. Doe claimed he was an important man on Earth, and he even dropped a few hints about himself. I wonder who he could have been.
Can you imagine the nerve of that guy coming in here and expecting me to drop everything I was doing and send him down to Earth?
But you weren't doing anything, sir.
Whose side are you on, Doris? Well, never mind. You realize, of course, that Mr. Doe knew very little about psychology. All he had to do was come in here and flatter me. I would have moved heaven and earth to make an exception for him.
Moved heaven and earth, sir?
Oh, forget it. It's a saying, Doris. As it stands now, Mr. Doe will go down to earth over my dead body.
You can't have a dead body, sir. You're up here.
Oh, what would I do without you, Doris? Well, I know one thing for sure. I'm sticking to the rules and regulations from here on out, and that means no exceptions, right?
Actually, no, sir. This directive just arrived. Number 9195.
Oh, let me see that. When appropriate exceptions must be made. I don't get it, Doris. This rule says it's okay for me to break the rules. Now, how am I supposed to run this office with regulations like that, huh?
It does present a problem, sir.
I'll say it does. And if I'm not careful, I could make a big mistake and really mess everything up. We could have another Watergate on our hands.
Watergate, sir?
It's a hotel on Earth, Doris.
Why would we have a hotel on our hands, sir?
Oh, forget it. How should I know? This Doe character has me all confused. I might as well let anyone who walks in here and insults me have a trip to Earth.
That isn't so, sir. Hello, placement office? Yes, he is. Hold the line. It's for you, sir. A Mr. John Doe?
Oh, of course. Who else would it be? Thank you, Doris. Hello, Mr. Doe. Oh, the John Doe who was just here. Well, what do you want? No, you made yourself perfectly clear. That's why I threw you out, remember? Give you another chance to explain your situation. Not on your life. I'd rather spend a week in New Jersey.
Sir, remember directive number 9195.
Directive number? Oh, all right. All right, Doe, come on over. What's it coming to, Doris, when I have to make exceptions for character like Doe? All right, come in already.
Thank you so much for seeing me like this, Mr. McCumulus. I'm afraid I wasn't very agreeable before, was I?
As a matter of fact, you were obnoxious, Mr. Doe. Have a seat.
Obnoxious is the correct word, all right. That's exactly what I was. Has anyone ever told you that you have a charming way with words?
You got 5 minutes, Doe. Talk.
I can't imagine what got into me, sir. Here you are doing all this important work, and I presume to tell you how to do it. It's obvious that you know what you are doing. But just look at the way you handle yourself. The calm, steady gaze, the forceful slouch. If I may say so, sir, you simply exude confidence and authority.
Well, I try to do my best.
Would that we all could perform our duties as well as you, sir.
Yes, things would run a bit more smoothly, wouldn't they?
How perceptive of you to say that, sir. You have seen through my charade.
I have?
Oh, I should have known that you would have penetrated my cover and deciphered my true mission.
Certainly. You can't put anything over on Angus McCumulus. What did you say your mission was?
Why, of course, you knew it all along, but my true mission is to help people make sense out of their lives on Earth.
Well, that makes sense.
You are also a genuine wit, sir.
No? Yes, I am, aren't I?
Anyway, people today have all sorts of identity problems. They don't know who they are or who they're going to be, especially women.
Doris, please don't slam that filing cabinet.
Yes, sir.
And you're going to change all that?
Oh, well, of course not, but I'm going to help them be satisfied with who they are, with therapy.
Therapy?
Oh, you bet your sweet id, kid. You have the crazy person lay on a couch and tell you his life story. Do you know there are psychiatrists down there who don't even use couches anymore?
Oh, why, that's ridiculous.
Of course it is. Now, you can see why I need to get down there right away. And to top it off, there are even lady psychiatrists.
No. Lady psychiatrists?
Yeah, women shrinks. Can you imagine telling your problems to one of them?
Doris, please don't slam that cabinet again.
I'll try, sir.
So, if I can just get down to Earth in a hurry, I know I can remedy the situation.
Well, don't you think it might be a little difficult changing women's behavior?
Oh, you are forgetting. I have psychology on my side. I can make them feel insecure and dependent on the men.
Doris, how many times do I have to tell you?
David, sir, I've had about all I can stand of this male chauvinist bull.
Oh, so the truth hurts, does it?
And something else is going to hurt when I get finished.
Was that a veiled threat?
Yes, and you're welcome to be present for the unveiling.
Now, Doris, please calm down.
You are letting your emotions get the better of you.
You're darn right I am, and in a minute my emotions are going to get the better of you.
Doris, put that book down.
I hope it isn't loaded.
Take that, you fraud!
You're looking nuts, fraud! Fraud!
And that!
No, go ahead, me. This lady has gone crazy.
Doris, this is a shocking display. Oh. Now, please stop at this instant.
Not until I creak in cranium!
No, Doris! Oh. Well, I hope you're satisfied. You just ruined one of our placement books. There are pages all over the office.
I'm sorry, sir. I'll have it repaired at the bookbinder's immediately.
Oh, I happen to know a good man who binds books.
And I happen to know a good woman who binds books, and that's where I'm taking it.
You know, you are a very stubborn person. Were you ever frightened by a mule?
Oh, no, you don't. I'm not going to fall for that. You're not going to psychoanalyze me.
But you might learn something.
How could I possibly learn something from someone like you who doesn't feel that women are as independent as men?
But it is true. Just watch little kids when they are playing. Little girls play with dolls, but little boys play by themselves.
So what does that prove, Mr. Doe?
It proves that my theories are correct, that little girls envy boys. They secretly wish to be boys.
Oh, brother.
You see, you didn't say, oh, sister.
Sir, must we send him down to Earth?
Now, Doris.
Well, if I have any say in the matter, we won't make an exception for this phony.
Remember directive number 9195, Doris?
Directive number?
When appropriate, exceptions.
Well, if he goes, I go.
Oh, come on now, Doris. Let's not make a big issue out of this.
I'm serious. We'll just see how well you can run this office without me.
Oh, I think she is threatening you, Mr. McCumulus.
Is that a threat, Doris?
A threat, sir? I should think you should consider where you would be if I didn't inform you of all the new policy changes and answer the phones and take messages.
Well, I'd probably be
out pounding the clouds looking for another job.
That's where you're wrong, Doris. I could get along just fine without you.
This is a marvelous exchange, you two. Keep it going. Get all the hostility out. Don't keep it bottled up inside. Hey, why are you both looking at me like that? Stay away from me, you two. I'm an important man.
Doris, open the door.
With pleasure, sir.
And put me down. You'll both regret this.
Fat chance. Good riddance.
I believe he was trying to use us, Doris.
It's called psychology, sir.
Well, it'll be a cold day in you-know-where when someone pulls the wool over my eyes.
Sir, someone slipped this directive under the door.
Oh? This is it, Doris. The one you-know-who called about. Directive number 4893B. Reincarnation of great minds.
Hello, placement office.
The following great minds will be returned to Earth.
Yes, he's here, sir. Would you care to speak with him?
Madame Curie, Abraham Lincoln, Abner Doubleday, Sigmund Freud.
Excuse me, sir.
Please, Doris, not now.
An important phone call, sir.
They're all important, Doris.
It's you-know-who, sir.
You-know-who? Well, don't keep him waiting, Doris. Let me talk to him.
Yes, sir.
Well, Hello, sir, and how are you this fine day? Right, sir. Yes, now that you mention it, I did throw a John Doe out of my office. I wasn't supposed to do that. He's one of the great minds we'll be sending down to Earth. Suffering seraphim. Why does this always happen to me?
All things considered, it really is a miracle when a healthy young baby arrives in this world. So you'd think that the sex of the child would be a secondary consideration for everyone involved. But some folks have very definite ideas about that, as we will soon learn.
Yes, sir, I'm still here. Yes, Mr. Doe will receive the full cooperation of this office. Yes, we'll see to it that he is born into the right atmosphere, sir. Yes, sir. Goodbye, sir. Suffering seraphim, Doris.
Then we're stuck with Mr. Doe, sir?
Until we can stick someone on Earth with him. That must be him.
I'll open the door, sir.
Hi, you beautiful. I bought you some daffodils.
I'm allergic to daffodils.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought all women liked flowers.
That's how much you know.
Have a seat, Mr. Doe. Now then, here are some photos of possible parents. You might want to look them over.
Oh. Well, this couple looks interesting. Who are they?
Well, let's see. That's a couple in Bethlehem. A Mary and Joseph.
Oh, forget it. That's too far away.
I meant Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
No. Not interested.
Right. And how about this couple?
Well, she looks all right, but he looks a bit strange. Have you got any other?
Okay. How about these folks?
No, that man is bald. I don't want to inherit that.
Oh, all right. How about these folks here?
Come on, would you want your father to have a mustache like that and that Hawaiian shirt? It's just awful.
Oh, Mr. Doe, you've looked at every eligible couple and you've managed to find something wrong with each and every one of them.
So I have high standards.
You know, and I've noticed something else about you.
About me?
In every single instance, you objected to the husband. I get the impression you might have an identity problem.
Who, me?
You have another explanation?
All of a sudden I need an explanation? Am I on trial or something?
Of course not. I just thought it might help me to know what it is you're looking for in a father.
Well, he'll have to be different from the last one I had.
Oh, so both of you didn't get along?
I don't want to talk about it.
But sometimes talking about it helps. Look, I could clear a space here on my desk. You could lie down.
Oh, would you?
Certainly. There. Now, up you go. So, tell me all about your father, Mr. Doe.
Well, to begin with, he named me Sigmund. I mean, what kind of a name is Sigmund? And he said I'd never amount to anything. And then he made me get rid of all my baseball cards.
Oh, that's just awful. Please, I can't bear anymore.
Well, he made me read books about psychology while the other kids were out stealing candy and being normal.
Just stop. That's enough.
Yeah, well, so now you'll understand why I'm so picky about my papa.
Oh, you poor man. You need a kind, nurturing environment. I'm going to break the rules for you.
You're making a mistake, sir.
No, I'm making an exception, Doris. This poor man needs our help. And remember, directive number 9195.
If you insist, sir. But I won't be held responsible if anything goes wrong.
Doris?
Yes, sir?
Buzz off.
Oh.
Now then, Mr. Doe.
Oh, call me Ziggy, please.
All right, Ziggy. I'm going to let you actually look in on some couples on Earth.
You mean I get to watch them and everything?
Uh-huh. And this way you get a real good idea about the people you'll be living with.
Oh, well, this is really very nice of you. I knew behind that gruff exterior be a kind heart, sir.
Call me Angus. Now, let's just step over here to the video scanner. I'll just turn on the set. Now, those are future parents.
Hey, they are on a picnic. Ooh, I like picnics.
This looks like a nice spot, dear.
Oh, it's beautiful here. The creek and the trees and the warm breeze. This spot is perfect.
Here, let me help you sit down.
Yeah, she's not bad for a girl.
Yeah, she's rather nice.
Thank you, honey. Won't be long now before we're bringing a little baby along on these outings.
I'm getting excited. Are you?
Of course I am. I'm anxious to meet this little person inside me.
You think it's a boy or a girl?
I think it's a girl.
Well, you know how I feel.
Let me guess. You want a boy, so you can name him Junior.
Why not? And we can play catch together and go to baseball games.
Oh, my father never took me to baseball games. We didn't even have them.
And we can be buddies. That's very important.
Well, yeah, that's very important.
And I want him to know that whenever he has a problem, he can come to his old man for advice and understanding.
Ach, yeah, advice and understanding.
He can even borrow the car to go out on a date.
Daddy!
He can't hear you, Siggy.
Wait for me, Mama.
I better turn this thing off.
What did you do to my father?
I didn't do a thing except turn off the set. Now then, I take it you've decided on this couple as your parents.
Absolutely. They are perfect.
Are you sure you wouldn't want to see some more couples?
No, I don't need to see. They are so wonderful. I want to be sent down right away.
Well, it may be a few more days before we can send you down there. We must let nature take her course.
Naturally. I'm so pleased I don't mind reading one bit. Here's a number where you can reach me.
All right. I'll contact you within the next few days, Siggy.
Oh, marvelous, Angus. In the meantime, I'm going to brush up on my baby talk.
Andy Griffith again, and here's the fourth act of East of Limbo. Doris's feelings have been hurt, and I wonder how long it will take Angus to catch on.
Here's Mr. Doe's paperwork, Doris. I believe he's ready to be put in the outgoing basket, the blue one for boys. Doris, are you listening to me?
Yes, sir, I'm listening.
Well, is something the matter? Is there something I said?
You did tell me to buzz off, sir.
I did.
And you took sides with that awful Mr. Doe or Siggy or whatever his name is. His attitude toward women is an abomination. Do you realize that he could set the cause of women back 50 years down there?
Oh, I think you're overreacting, Doris.
I am not. I still think if there's any way to prevent Mr. Doe from returning to Earth, we should do it.
Oh, you're forgetting the executive order from you-know-who. If we disobey him, we'll be out of our jobs quicker than you can say unemployment.
Perhaps you've got a point there, sir.
Of course I do. We're getting a bit old to be standing in a breadline. Oh, what did I say now? Now, please don't cry, Doris.
Are we getting old, sir?
It's just a figure of speech. We don't have to worry about that up here.
Working in this office and sending babies down to Earth all the time. Well, it makes a girl wonder.
Wonder about what?
Oh, when she's going to get married and start her own family.
Well, don't you worry about that, Doris. You'll find the right man someday.
Angus McCumulus, you mean to say that we've been together all these years and you never once thought about marriage?
Well, I'd really like to think about it. Well, I'll get it. Hello, placement office. You want to order a baby? Okay, go right ahead. Answer that, Doris.
Yes, sir. Hello, placement office. Of course I'll take your order for a baby.
Thank you. Goodbye. I'll get it. Placement office. Order a baby? Sure. Go ahead.
Oh, I don't know about you, sir, but I'm bushed.
And with good reason, Doris. We've been at it for 2 straight days now. I've never seen anything like it.
I think we've experienced our first baby boom.
I tell you, I couldn't answer one more call.
It does seem to have quieted down, sir.
Why don't we take a break, huh? Hmm. We could put on that tape-recorded message that tells everyone we're not here.
Oh, that's a wonderful idea, sir.
I know this nice, quiet place around the corner. We could have a wonderful, peaceful dinner.
Let's go before the phone rings again.
That's a good idea. Suffering Seraphim. Don't answer it, Doris.
What if it's someone calling about their very first baby?
Then they'll just have to wait until we've had dinner. That's all. Now, come on.
I can't. I'm an old softy. Hello, placement office? Who? Oh, you. It's for you, sir.
Who is it?
John Doe. Remember him?
Oh, I forgot all about him. Tell him I've gone away so we can go to dinner.
I think you'd better talk to him, sir.
Oh, rats. Well, yes, Mr. Doe. Of course I didn't forget about you. I know it's been 2 days, but we've been swamped lately, and I didn't have a chance to get back to you. I know you need to get down there in a hurry, so I'll check on the situation. I'll get back to you. All right? Goodbye. All the rotten times to call.
Make him wait, sir. Let's have our dinner first.
Well, I think we'd better wait a moment, Doris. Something tells me I should monitor the parents he selected.
Women's intuition?
Very funny. Now, it'll only take me a second to look at the video scanner here. Ah, there they are, at home, in bed.
Honey. They're asleep, sir. Everything's all right.
Now, just wait a minute, Doris.
Honey, wake up, please.
Mm-hmm. What?
I think it's time, dear.
Time for what?
You know the B-A-B-Y.
B-A-B-Y.
Baby. Yikes, why didn't you say so? Come on, we've got to run. Where's my hat? Where's the car? Have we got enough gas? Well, don't just lay there in bed. Come on, this is an emergency.
I'm glad the husband is keeping a cool head.
He does seem like the excitable type.
Don't go all to pieces, honey. There's plenty of time.
Don't you watch television? There's never enough time. If we don't leave right this minute, you could have the baby on the freeway.
Now you're being so silly.
What's the matter? What happened?
A contraction. The muscles are working to get the baby out.
What did I tell you? There's not a moment to lose. I'll get the suitcase. Where is it? I don't see it.
It's on the top shelf. Oh! There's another one.
I almost got it, dear. Don't panic!
Honey, are you all right? Honey, speak to me. Oh, he's out cold. Why did you turn it off?
Well, you saw what happened. I have to get in touch with Doe in a hurry. He's got to get down there on the double.
But I want to know what happened.
We don't have time for that, Doris.
How can you be so insensitive? I'm turning it back on.
All right, have it your way. Now, where did I put the number he gave me? Doris, I don't see Doe's number anywhere. What did you do with it?
Me? I didn't do anything with it.
Oh, come on. I know you don't want Doe to go down there, so you took the number and hid it.
I did no such thing, sir.
All right, then. What did I do with it? Help me find it, please.
You have an odd habit of placing your messages in that planter, sir.
Ah, here it is. Oh, what would I do without you, Doris?
Sometimes I wonder, sir.
Now, I'll just give Mr. Doe a call and everything will be fine. I hope he hasn't stepped out for anything. Oh, hello, Mr. Doe. It's Angus McCumulus from the placement office. Say, have you got a cold or something? Because you sure don't sound like Mr. Doe. Are you sure you're Mr. Doe?
Hurry, sir. Please, hurry.
All right. Raise your right hand and I'll authorize you to go down to Earth.
There's no time for the entire speech, sir.
Oh, all right. Whoever you are, get down to Earth on the double. Oh, wait. The address is 1245 Clavicle Court, Los Angeles, California. That's... What? The zip code? How do you know where would I know?
Is Mr. Doe on his way, sir?
Oh, somebody is.
What do you mean, sir?
Well, I'm not so sure it's Mr. Doe we send down.
Wasn't that his number you called?
Well, I think so, but it didn't sound like him.
Well, maybe you had a bad connection.
I certainly hope so, Doris. Because if I didn't, I just made a very big mistake.
Out of all the souls named John Doe, you'll be pleased to know that Angus McCumulus did indeed find the right one. And at this very moment, John Doe is speeding through the heavens to his new life on Earth. So everything is all right, right? Wrong. Let's listen in on John Doe's thoughts.
Gee, it's great to be on my way at last. Just think, in a little while I'll be in my new surroundings with my new bands. And it won't be long before I'm a young man exposing the world to my brilliant theories about the mind. I wonder if my new parents will let me keep my old last name. It would certainly help. And maybe I'll have a better first name than Sigmund. Something like, Bill or Frank. Ah, yeah. I wonder if that goof at the placement office ever got wise to me. I bet they were sorry to see me go.
Doris? Doris? Here's a note. Dear Angus, went to pick up something. Be right back, Doris. It's okay with me. Well, I just relaxed in my favorite chair here. What a relief to be rid of that Doe character. Doris was right. He could set the cause of women back 50 years down there. Well, maybe I shouldn't have let him go down. No. No, Angus, for once you did the right thing. Doris?
I'm back, sir. I thought I'd never get through. There's a mob of souls waiting to get in here. They must have heard about the baby boom.
Let them wait. What do you got there?
Oh, this is that book I sent to the bindery, remember?
Bindery?
Yes. Remember when the book with all the baby boy listings fell apart after I hit Mr. Doe?
Yeah, it's coming back to me now. Those were all of the baby boy listings? Why are you laughing, Doris?
You know why, sir.
Oh, I'm afraid I do. Doris, see if you can find me the listings for new jobs.
Oh, boy, it's almost time. Why don't they ever say, oh, girl, oh, girl? I'll figure that out later. Well, here we go. One bouncing baby boy coming up. Wait a minute. I feel different. There's something's wrong here. There's been a mistake.
What a beautiful baby.
It's perfect, honey. And you know something?
No, tell me.
That's all that matters, even if the baby is a girl.
The Mutual Radio Theater is brought to you 5 nights a week at this time. Tonight's original radio play, East of Limbo, was written by Mark Trella and produced and directed by Fletcher Marco. Your host was Andy Griffith. Our stars were Jesse White, June Whitley Taylor, and Hans Conried. Featured in the cast were Stephen Markle and Trilby Conried. The Mutual Radio Theater theme was composed by Nelson Riddle. John Harlan speaking. The Elliott Lewis production of Mutual Radio Theater is a presentation of CBI.
This is Vincent Price. Join us tomorrow. I'll have another story to astonish and mystify.